David, when you talk about the real glory days of WFIL in the late 60s and early 70s, one name and one voice comes to my mind first.
Friday night, a million-dollar weekend. And a million-dollar weekend encompasses a lot of things. This weekend, of course, it includes giving away copies of the Summer Love Oldies album. And Sunday night, the special hour with Mick Jagger, which will take place at 10 o'clock. And it also includes a lot of great memories from out of the past. And if you're a student of the history of rock, you know this man to be one of the most important people in music. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chuck Berry!
George Michael ruled the roost in the evening here almost from his inception in September 1966. He left 7 years later, the king, as he was called, to follow his first love, sports.
I went to ABC in New York, and I went there to do really three things. One was some work for ABC Wide World of Sports, also to work on WABC Radio, and also to do the Islanders hockey games. I enjoyed all of it. It was a good experience, but it left me wanting a whole lot more. And so something good happened, and that was that NBC came to me and made us a very nice offer to come here to Washington to set up really a whole new operation, which is what we've done.
And later this morning, David, we'll look into some of the things that George Michael is doing in D.C. David, earlier this morning we talked about George Michael, his days at WFIL, and his travels since. Now, we in Philadelphia remember him from his days of boss jocking at night.
George Michael!
Watch for music, WFIL!
But in September, you'll be able to see George as he is now, a sportscaster and one of the country's very best. So good, in fact, that NBC, his employer in Washington, has decided to take him network.
We'll be starting a network show. It'll be called the George Michael Sports Machine. It premieres on Sunday, September the 2nd, and it'll be seen coast to coast, so wherever you are, we'll be with you on Sunday nights.
It's the first time a network has tried such a venture late nights on a regular basis, and there's no guarantee that Channel 3 in town will carry it, at least not yet. And by the way, David, George says he misses a good cheesesteak.